Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
PK Subban with us, President Defenseman. PK, what's up, man? How are you?
What's going on, guys? What's going on? It's a beautiful day in Smashville, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. It's a lot more beautiful a day after a 5-2 win, up 1-0 in the playoff series.
Yes, it is. It is obviously a lot better of a day. I can sense a buzz in the city, and I would I'd be sadly mistaken if I told anyone I wouldn't expect it to be, you know, even more energetic and you know, fun tomorrow afternoon.
PK, I'm no hockey expert, you know that, but it looked like you guys were just a hair off early in that game. Am I reading too much into that? What was kind of the vibe out there for y'all?
Well, I don't know if you're talking about me specifically or the team, but I know that I was off last night. I didn't have my best game, but as a team, I think, you know, I think we started a little slow. It wasn't like we played bad or anything. I don't think we played bad, and that was kind of what we talked about in the locker room. You know, but it wasn't our best. And I think that, you know, whether it's, you know, it's the playoffs and, you know, it's, you know, pre-playoff jitters or whatever it is, but, you know, we never lost focus in our locker room or even on the bench. There was no negativity. I think there was still a lot of confidence in the room, even when they were up, you know, on us and they had the 2-on-1 and then the 5-on-3. There was no panic in our locker room, and that says a lot about our team, because we're going to go through ups and downs throughout this playoff run, you know, whether winning games, losing games, up in a series, down in a series. And I think the way you handle those situations is so important. And I know that personally, even though we weren't playing our best, I still think we felt that we were going to win the game. And we just let our depth kind of do the work. We went back to work, stuck to the game plan, got pucks in deep, and started throwing more pucks at the net, and good things happened for us. So we'll take that win, but we definitely know we have to be a lot better in game two for sure.
PK, there was so much talk after the game about Phillips between the legs, double nutmeg goal. We were all just in awe of it. You're his teammates. What do you guys think about what that guy can do?
Oh, well, you know what? We weren't surprised by it. I mean, when I saw it, I was just like, you know, this is playoffs. You know, you're not supposed to see that really in the playoffs. but if I'm being honest and if I'm being real, if you look at the body of work that Phil's had since he's been in the league and the goals that he's scored and the games that he's had, you know, I still don't think he's had his best shift yet, or his best game, or his best playoff series. I still think the best hockey's ahead of Phil, and I think that for him, when he's confident and he is just focused, you know, I said it last year when he was on that streak and he scored that overtime winning goal in Buffalo, that he was the best forward in the league at that point in time, and I think he's shown flashes of it this year. Obviously, he's led our team in scoring this year, I think in points, you know, but I still think that there's another level, a couple levels, you know, to Phil's game that he hasn't even tapped into yet. So, yeah, when that goal went in, we were kind of like, wow, that's pretty special. But also we were like, wow, it's Phil. So, you know he can do that stuff.
Well, PK, another big topic of conversation after last night's game was Ryan Johansson's hit on Tyson. Was it dirty? Was it not? Obviously, the NHL said no, there will be no suspension, no punishment, anything like that. What is your take on that? Because then you get, you know, an Avs team that's now saying, okay, maybe you take some runs at guys now. Do you guys pay attention to this? And what's your take on first Johansson's hit and then kind of the aftermath that comes with it?
Well, I know personally, I usually play around 215, but I'm tipping the scales today at about 216 and a half. So if anyone wants to take a run at me, I mean, sure, have at it. I'll be there, but that's 216.5 pounds that you're going to have to knock over. So good luck. If you do, congratulations, but we're prepared. I mean, our team from top to bottom, we've played that game all year. We know that they're a physical team. They're a team that wants to finish their checks, especially on our defense. I thought they did that last game. I give them credit for that. They played hard. They played physical. They played fast. They were faster than us for most of the game. I'm not too sure that they were more physical than we were. I thought that we actually started to pick up the physicality as the game went on. But, I mean, we're not going to shy away from it. I mean, one of our most physical players is Arvidsson. He's the smallest guy on the team. So, I mean, you know, that's the type of game that we're very happy to play. I mean, you look at last year in the playoffs and during the regular season, playing against teams like St. Louis and Anaheim, probably two physical, most physical teams in the league, and we had success against those teams. So, you know, we know that they're going to play with the desperation as they should. I mean, any team down that loses the first game has to come out with their best game in game two, and that's what we expect from them.
Colton Sissons talked a little bit last night in the locker room, PK, after the game, and he said, you know, it's a long day. I'm kind of paraphrasing, but it's a long day. Maybe it kind of took us a minute to get our legs back under us. These are late starts. You're going to have later starts in Colorado. It's all part of the deal in the playoffs, but how do you get off to a stronger start where you don't have to maybe dig out of a one-goal hole or a two-goal hole or whatever it might be? How do you get off to a stronger start?
Well, I'm supposed to say that we're going to have a better start. We're in for the rest of the series. We're going to have the best starts, you know, of the year. I mean, that's part of our job. That's what we're supposed to do, but it's not realistic. This is the playoffs, you know. It doesn't matter whether, you know, you have to be prepared that the other team may score first or we might score first, but none of that matters. It's a full 60 minutes, and that's why the game is 60 and possibly 60 plus, and we're prepared to go the distance if we have to. You know, we've gone through times this year where we've had amazing starts and our second periods were horrible. You know, and our third periods were great. And then we had, you know, poor starts, and then our second and third periods were great. So, you know, it's tough to play a full 60 minutes throughout the season all the time, but this is the time of the year where you have to do it to win hockey games. And, you know, I felt that they had a great start. They probably took it to us a little bit more in the first, and I think in the second period, we kind of tilted the ice back in our favor. And then the third, I thought we took over. So, you know, that's just my analysis of the game. But, you know, for tomorrow, it's going to take a full 60 minutes. It's an early game. So I don't think we're going to have the problem of guys kind of getting their legs under them. I mean, it's a pretty quick turnaround. And it's a 2:00 afternoon game. It's right after you eat your eggs. And Peter Laviolette always says to us, you know, you got to wake up in the morning and be prepared to get punched in the face right after you eat breakfast. And that's not normal for us. You know, usually we're not getting hit until at least after lunch. So, but tomorrow that's the deal.
Well, their players are talking. Denver columnist is writing stuff. Fans are jacked up. It's going to be a crazy loud environment in there tomorrow, which is nothing new. But, man, have fun out there, and let's go get game two.
Hey, that's the deal, man. We're going to go get it.
All right. Thanks, PK. Appreciate you, brother.
All right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.